We're doing the Dushat Ramban Torah Hashem Tmima. We're up to page Ayin Aleph in the Beit Ayin edition, page Tzadivav Nechazon Yoel edition. V'inyan HaNeshama. What is this concept of a soul? Sheina Guf. It is not a physical body. It is nothing physical. So what is this concept of Neshama? Noda umvo'ar mipasuk v'ipach v'apav nishmat chayim. We can understand this concept because the verse describes to us where life began. The verse describes, "Vayipach me'apav," God blew into his nostrils, "Nishmat chayim," the soul of life. "V'zekarov limvu'ar," and the verse alone is almost clear enough without any additions. "She'ila ota v'yiches ota labore yitmarach." The verse attributes the soul to the Creator. It says, "The waters form the fish." It says the earth forms the bodies, the animals. And what forms the soul? God forms the soul. Vayipach be'apav nishmat chayim. Ki anofech b'chli meruchu mamtzi bo ruach. When you blow into a vessel, you are taking the breath that is within you and you're putting it into that vessel. V'yesh b'ze psukim acherim meramzim sod b'ze ve'lo dumiyati la. There are other verses that allude to some secret in this, but the greatest praise of God is silence, so I'm not going to tell. Okay, go figure. There's more to be said, but he's not talking. Umikol makom lo ramaz briata. Umikol makom lo ramaz briata. So, the Torah, on the one hand, describes the soul being blown into the human being, but the Torah does not describe it as a creation. It doesn't say Vayivra, Hashem created the soul. V'rabotenu zal amru, our sages taught in the Medrash Rabbah, it says in the Pasuk, V'ruach Elokim merachefet al pnei amayim. What does that mean? Ruach Elokim zeruchos shel Mashiach. That's the spirit of the Messiah. Ramzu lanshama chaviva v'ima nivru kulam. So they're saying, in the beginning of creation, not the way we would think, that the soul was created when it was blown into Adam. No! In the very beginning of creation, it says, Bereshit bara Elokim tashmayim v'aretz, v'aretz hayta tov v'avohu, v'ruach Elokim merachefet al pnei amayim. In the second verse, you have this description of the soul floating over the waters. Our sages say, what's that soul? That's the soul of the Mashiach. That means that the souls were created before the world was created, prior to creation. And he says, the Mashiach's soul, and everyone else's souls along with his. V'chen amu rabbeinu zal, and so our sages taught, Arvot shebo tzedek u'mishpat, ginzei chayim v'ginzei shalom. Our sages said, there are seven levels to the heaven. One of them is called Arvot. I don't know if it's pronounced Arvot or Arvut, or Aravot. That, how do they write?
Aravot.
Aravot, they say. Okay. So, in that heaven, that's where you find righteousness, justice, the treasures of life, the treasures of peace. Menishmot shel tzadikim, and the souls of the righteous that have already passed away. Menishmot atidot libarot, and the souls that are yet to be created. Klomar atidot lava baguf. So to speak, those that are yet to be put in a body. So you see that the creation of the souls was not the way the Torah describes, it was blown into man. But rather the way the Torah describes that the souls were first created. Later on they were placed in man. V'chen amar Rabbi Yehuda Levi, tikan tochen neshamot im ha'or harishon tchilat diber Hashem. So Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, in one of the songs that he wrote, describes that together with the first light that Hashem created the souls. So we have a soul. We have one verse that describes it as God blowing the soul into us, revealing to us that the soul is a part of godliness that is placed into the person. And then we have another verse that describes that all the souls were created prior to creation, in the very beginning. V'da'at ha'goyim sh'omrim shi'nivret priyat ha'guf einan achon klal. And what the nations say, that the soul is something that's created with the body, that's not correct at all. Mipnei she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu borei achshav tamid yesh me'ayin. Because Hashem didn't create the world in a way that Hashem repeatedly creates over and over and over again. Rather, Hashem set up a system. The way Hashem works is Hashem set up a system, and each thing evolves and creates something else. There's a system where things continue their existence and things continue deteriorating. There's a cycle in the world. והדברים שאין בהם הפסד, אין בהם הוויה עכשיו, כגון המלאכים והשמיים והיסודות, וכולם נבראו מאז וקיימים ועומדים מהם, וזה דבר מפורסם וברור. So he says, there are things that are eternal. You have things that don't disintegrate, the heavens, the angels, the four basic elements, and all those things, they are the things that were created and don't change and don't evolve. But when it comes to the human being, so the human being has a body that disintegrates. So that's a creation that comes from a creation that's an evolvement, the way the rest of the world is an evolvement. Now, okay, we're in the middle of a thought. Okay, we'll finish it. And so too it says in the verse, in the song of Tehillim, Hallelujah Hashem in Hashemayim alu b'mromim. It says, praise Hashem from the heavens, praise Him from above. Amar b'malachav v'tzva'av v'shemesh v'erach v'kochveor u'shmei Hashemayim v'amayim shom ala Hashemayim. He says, who should praise Hashem? We say this psalm, the angels, His army, the sun, the moon, the stars, the heavens above, the waters that are above the heavens. Ki u'tzivav v'nivra'o v'yamidem l'ad l'olam. Hashem commanded they be created and set them to be so forever. V'amar b'alelut Hashem min ha'aretz. So when it's the description of the praise from above, so then it's described as whatever's above is a constant. That's going to be there, and that's the way Hashem created it. When it says praise Hashem from below, from the earth below, it says ki nisgav shemo levado, for His name alone is beyond us. Why is it that the things above, they give praise because Hashem commanded and they're so, and the things below, they should give praise because look at how Hashem is above all of us. Being that the things below, humanity, everything that's created below, comes to existence and passes from existence. That's the things below. והראשונים קיימים אין בהם הפסד כלל ולא הוויה עכשיו. And the things above, they're a constant. So the Ramban is saying, to say that the Ramban over here, he doesn't spell it out, but he's saying two thoughts. He's saying, it's not right to say that the soul was created with the body. Because things that come to creation now are things that also pass from the world now. Whatever is a constant from the beginning of creation. And so that connects to the previous thought the Ramban said, that the souls are here from the beginning of creation because they're a constant. If Hashem would have to create each soul, so then if each soul is a new creation, just like the body is a new creation, so then just like the body passes from the world, the soul would pass from the world. If the souls are something that's constant in the world, like the heavens and the stars, so then they have to have been created with creation in the beginning of time. And based on this understanding of the Ramban, we can now understand many concepts we find in the Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu sees Rabbi Akiva's soul, but he wasn't born yet. Ah, but the soul was there already. Before creation, Chazal say, Hashem said, why should I create the world? For the sake of the soul of the Mashiach. But he wasn't born yet. Ah, but his soul was up there. Hashem says, I'm creating the world for what? For Am Yisrael, but they weren't created yet, but their souls were up there. If the first thing that happens in creation is V'ruach Elokim Rachef Tal Pnei Amayim, so Hashem says, before I start creation, the souls of humanity are created. Now Hashem can look at all those souls, and in accordance with that, there could be the godly plan. As Chazal say, Hashem looked at the soul of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and said, okay, now I want to create the world. So the Ramban is saying, it's not like the nations would say that Hashem creates a body and Hashem creates the soul with it. But rather, it's the souls that were created from the beginning, and they're constant from the beginning of time.